This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
Watching this, I've got more money than you do, but I'm down here spending it on these people, not stealing it from them like you are.
We have seen unprecedented bias against Donald Trump and his supporters in the last year and a half during this campaign. But on the issue of the Clinton Foundation stealing close to $2 billion of Haitian aid relief, even the Washington Post, the New York Times have admitted they did it, but they say it was a mistake or they screwed up. And we've got Chelsea's emails to her credit saying, thousands are dying, Mom and Dad. We got to give them the money. 97%+ of the money they were given never got there. The Clintons only have about 3% to 5%, depending on the year, of the money they raise to charity as well. This is truly monstrous. It is so diabolical. So after the hurricane hit over a week ago, I began to talk to the crew about trying to get into Haiti, but no commercial aircraft were going in. And then out of the blue, Gary Haven, a billionaire, patriot, friend of the show, called me about a week ago and he said, you know, I fly aid missions in every week and I've been doing it since the earthquake hit 5 years ago. He said, would you like to come with your crew? And I said, absolutely. We were just trying to get a crew in there. I hadn't thought of you. And Gary got him into the country for 5 days, and I've been watching since they got back last night hours of this footage, and it's so staggering. It's so haunting that I don't even feel worthy to try to bring this info out, try to help these people. I mean, they've got footage of people dying. The UN there letting children die and not even fly them 30 minutes to the capital of Haiti. I've got private planes coming in with food that basically the UN takes control of. I have got footage of the public almost rioting when they hear the name Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton because they know they represented Haiti for several years and took the money from good Americans and others that gave it. We are going through hours of footage. I've got Gary Haven, the pilot, on tomorrow with our crew that was there, Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman. Here's just
all right, folks, that is just part of a piece that's up on InfoWars.com that is just a prelude to what's going to be breaking today on the broadcast and tomorrow. This is a huge scandal. We're only 20 days out, but that's coming up later in the third hour. We have the biggest news ever out of these WikiLeaks in my 21 years. And used to, I'd say once, twice a year, this is the biggest news ever because things are progressing as things get more out of control. Now it's every day, but we have the Clintons trying to bribe the FBI, but it's bigger than that. We have the shadow government circumventing and taking control of the investigation.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's Tuesday, October 18th, 2016. Only 20 days to the general election. The energy levels are so high, you could cut it with a knife. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are some of the headlines up on Infowars.com right now. Navy officer tells Alaskans prepare for war with Russia. Deutsche Bank accelerates its descent into going belly up. Mainstream media admits they have a bias and work for elites. That's because they know it's all coming out in the WikiLeaks, and they're trying to hide it in plain view. This is such a time that evil is being revealed. It is such an amazing time to be alive. Look at DrudgeReport.com. And the headlines. If you're a radio listener, go there. TV viewers can see it. Mystery swirls around Assange's status at Ecuadorian embassy in London. His internet's been cut off since Sunday. We now know it was John Kerry and the State Department threatening not just the Ecuadorian embassy and government, but every other South American country to not ever give him a place to escape to and to not give him any internet. Kerry demanded internet cut. 17,150 Podesta emails and counting, more released today, despite the fact they cut his internet. Of course, he's got backups. WikiLeaks, Hillary wants Obamacare to unravel. Journalists shower Clinton camp with cash. Corporate media exposed. You've got Hillary's top people saying, make Soros happy, do whatever he says. 4 million ineligible and dead voters on voter rolls. You bet they're Democrats. O'Keefe caught video and this is up on Infowars.com as well, of Democrats funded by the Soros group attacking people in Chicago and other places. We told you that first. That is now confirmed. We had it from the Chicago police. But you talk about racketeering. They're saying go and basically attack people and incite violence. That's racketeering. Going and yelling Bill Clinton's a rapist to expose his sex crimes is your First Amendment. Racketeering is going and trying to shut down free speech and start violence. They've been caught paying homeless to cause disruptions. Activists who bragged about starting Chicago riot was on Hillary payroll. Rasmussen says Clinton is 1 point ahead. LA Times says Trump is 2 points ahead. It's a dead heat, but in internal polls, he's 5 to 10 to 15 points ahead in battleground states. But he did get damaged a little bit by the total media onslaught that he was going to drop out. There's multiple polls out there. They're not doing it because of the sex scandal. People know that's made up and exaggerated at the bare minimum. But it's the fact that they keep saying he's going to drop out and he's going to lose. A lot of people want to bet on a winner. A lot of folks, you know, once somebody's going to the Super Bowl, then they choose to support the team. They don't support them in the, you know, pregame stuff before the season even starts. They don't support during the exhibition games. They don't support during the middle of the season. They support right at the end because they want to bet on a winner. This is such an incredible time to be alive. Now, let me give you the big news. We're going through the DC leaks. We're going through the WikiLeaks as fast as we can. We've only got 4 or 5 writers that we can spare to be on that. And it is over the top insane. Separately, we obviously have other major hacker groups contacting us with data dumps. And if they can direct us where to go look in these thousands of pages, we're happy to verify it and report on it. But in between breaks, that's what I'm dealing with. I'm not complaining, but if I seem like a wild man here on air, this is War Room Central, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, okay? They say no rest for the wicked. Well, I must be wicked then, because I don't feel like I'm wicked. But let me tell you, there's certainly no rest around here battling the wicked. Now, let me give you the big bombshells. The biggest is that the latest piece of information is not from WikiLeaks. It's from the 1,000-plus emails the FBI just released. Another data dump, and I'm glad this one isn't on a Friday night so nobody notices it. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's a memo with Hillary Clinton's people openly offering FBI agents in meeting after meeting over years cushy State Department jobs paying double or triple what the FBI pays in very luxurious surroundings in plum positions in Europe, like in London, Paris, and other areas, Amsterdam, you name it, if they would roll over and artificially lower the classification marks on the documents and lie to the public and lie to Congress and commit perjury and be involved in organized crime in a conspiracy to mislead the public and the courts. There are new WikiLeaks with high-level FBI agents saying, look, there must be a grand jury. She must be indicted. This is insane. Comey works for her. He did her taxes. The FBI, this is good to see that the FBI actually has somewhat of a soul here and has actually been behind the scenes going after Hillary and Comey. So we've got all those clips. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not the big news. The big news is, and I don't want to sit here and say, see, we were right again. It's not that we were right again. It wasn't we were speculating and we were right. They had the church committee hearings in the 70s that convened for multiple years. The globalists themselves have written hundreds of books. I mean, I personally have read close to 100 books written by them, by Zbigniew Brzezinski and by Carol Quigley and all of them, on how things run. Because they admit they write these books, they say in the foreword, so their own State Department people can understand how it works. Now, I don't just read this out of their books. I've had family in the Army, a lot of family in the Army, in Black Ops, and they always say, yes, we work for the State Department. And by the way, how do you know that, Alex? Because that's the breakaway group that runs the CIA, the whole nine yards. I talked with Steve Pachinik running the State Department psychological warfare. He was really over the CIA, you name it, and a bunch of other agencies. That's the master control group. All right? Now, The article's on Infowars.com, and I'm going to get more into it later, but it's so big, we're going to file special reports on it, you name it. It's bigger than the one 2 weeks ago where they said, we're going to keep the public in the dark and dumb them down. But it's not working, so we're going to have to go to culture war, which you now see. Hardcore, weaponized, State Department, CIA, Ford Foundation, directed Hitlerian technology. Okay? I mean, it's all in there. Not my opinion. Where's the apologies from the press? They're all sycophantically, even low-level press, giving huge donations to Democrats to get paper play. That's how it's always been in Chicago, in many areas, to even get on the air or to get access. It's they want in the club. They know it's criminal. They know it's evil. They're all showing off who can be a bigger whore. Who can, you know, give a better globalist you-know-what. That's what I keep telling you. These are conscious criminals. Conscious. They, and what's weird is they're all real soft. They don't come from the old cores of shadow government, because that's always there to a certain extent. Call it guardians, if you will. This is like the rule of the Ivy League wimp that couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag. Today I was driving to work in the fast lane, and there was traffic 50 cars ahead of me, 30, 40 cars. I said, I'm going to go around these cars in the slow lane, and it's going to be a BMW with a Trendy. And I almost took a photo, but I was going too fast to do it. I'm going to make a documentary on this. It was a trendy, metrosexual male in a $80,000 BMW. And ladies and gentlemen, he had a Bernie Sanders sticker. And I almost ran off the road and was about to get footage of it. I just said, I got to get to work. This is too important. I pull up, and a guy's blocking the entire gas station middle row so no one can get in there and get gas. And he's a professor at ACC and a Hillary supporter. He had a professor sticker, faculty, and then I said, let me guess, and he admitted it. I said, of course, you're blocking. He goes, why do you ask? Because you're blocking the whole road, you son of a bitch. And I'm going to be honest, I said that. I mean, I'm done. I know who you are. I understand who you are. I'm done with you. I can assess you in seconds. When I'm in traffic and can't get where I'm going, I know it's you up there. Because it's your religion. After I drove by that guy and looked at him, he then sped up. He had his fun. He'd been the little boss over everybody. Excuse me. I'm digressing on the biggest news I've ever reported here. The reason this is so important is it's not just shadow government in this new release by the FBI. This isn't WikiLeaks. This is incontrovertible. It's that they say we're going to have to run it by the seventh floor group. And they're having to talk to their mid-level minions, and they go, what's the seventh floor? And they go, you know, that's the shadow government that really runs things. And they're like, oh, you know, back, oh, thank you. Oh, good. You know how frustrating it is to go to Bilderberg in 2008 and see Hillary and Obama drive by in armored Secret Service SUVs and have them aim HK MP5s at us on video and have Marines flipping us off in plain clothes, breaking in our hotel rooms, threatening to attack me in elevators when I'm at my own hotel. And I don't mean some 20-year-old Marine. I mean like 50-year-old colonels and stuff, okay? This is what I had to deal with just to try to go cover the shadow government. Hey, Alex, you want to blow up the State Department with us today? I'm a patriot. I'm like, no. Well, good, because you'll get hurt if you try. And it's just like you got two guys in the elevator. This is what really goes on in America. And then you have the New York Times write an article a year later about it saying Jones was seen in a new film, New World Order, insane. It was a movie making fun of me. In Virginia at a Marriott hotel conference center, imagining men were following him. Meanwhile, there's helicopters landing, Secret Service everywhere, people talking in their, you know, arm pieces. Richard and Haas coming out when I'm bullhorning them and pointing at me. All this is on video, and they told their viewers, I'm skipping the break, they told their readers that it doesn't exist. Now, that was only 8 years ago. No one knew about Bilderberg, maybe 1 out of 100. Nobody knew the Federal Reserve was private, maybe 1 out of 20. Nobody knew. But something called DrudgeReport.com started linking to our articles right then with our HD photos and videos showing it. And it broke the electronic Berlin Wall. Drudge had been linking to us for a few years before that, but the point was, it's a microcosm of how they think they can control you. So we have the new FBI releases. of the Hillary emails, and in it are their memos saying, yeah, every time we go over, they try to bribe us, and we don't appreciate it, and we think they should be indicted. Nothing's done. Okay, they offered to bribe us again. They're very obvious about it. Should we wear a wire? Do not wear a wire. This is what goes on in our government now. The State Department people under Hillary are so arrogant, they go, look, will you just stop it? The secretary promises you, this is Kerry, if you'll just say that we weren't passing classified information, how'd your wife like to live in Paris? How'd you like to be under the main ambassador and live in a 5,000-square-foot floor of a pure marble compound? And let me tell you, the hookers are awesome. They're on the State Department tab. How'd you like to work for the folks above the CIA? How'd you like that, huh? You want to run the show? How's that sound? That's in there. Hundreds of pages of it. Their reports, their memos. Go read it for yourself. Now, you wonder why the press is all on the bandwagon now? They all want to be in the rock star club. To them, it's like Hollywood. If they could just get there, if they could just be at dinner with Hillary and Martha's Vineyard, and if they could just be, you don't get the rock star job. It's all their former politicos get to anchor all the TV shows, even though they have no viewers. They don't care that no one wants to watch Stephanopoulos or Chuck Todd. They're going to give themselves those jobs because they're rock stars. And while they milk the public, you know, grandma watches Stephanopoulos on TV and, you know, thinks he's really a big movie star. So, these are jokes that took over the great empire that was America. I'm not defending the empire, but took over the greatest country the world's ever seen and have now pissed it down the toilet in the last couple of years. And they've got this tottering evil witch as their goddess, as their Lord and Savior. I mean, CNN actually said she's a golden goddess. Praise her. Praise her, oh, golden goddess. And then the new article up on Infowars.com, so bombshell, I just can't even believe it. FBI files on Hillary's emails reveal, quote, shadow government was in charge. Now, I want to explain that I've made a bunch of films on this like Endgame, and I've shown you the congressional record, and I've shown you quotes from top globalists, from former German chancellors to the, you know, head of political science at Georgetown, who, by the way, were for this system. But let me explain. This is a sub-shadow government over management of the United States, not the shadow government, though Kerry and others are part of that. The shadow government convenes. There's less than about 100 members of it. It doesn't have any formal name, but it's all the same managers. You'll have maybe 20 or 30 of them, depending on the year, manage the Davos Group, the Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, and then the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. When you see the CFR, it's a larger second-tier management group, but the heads of the CFR are like Russian dolls inside, nesting within the upper echelon of the true shadow government. So it's a stratified pyramid structure. That's why that's their symbol. And so in here, it lists who's in the U.S. shadow government. And they're like, don't worry about the FBI. Don't worry about anybody. Don't worry about Congress. The shadow government's going to decide what Congress does and what the media does and what the courts do. And so there's not going to be any problem because, you know, they're telling their underlings, don't worry, just send them all the files, and then they'll decide what to do. Then the shadow government said met every weekend and just decided how to handle everything. Kind of like lower level, you've got the superdelegates appointed by the party. The head of the party is part of the shadow government for the U.S. That shadow government for the U.S. nest in the larger global shadow government. This is all how it works, and it's all in the email. And see, they have to explain it to underlings because underlings don't understand. They go, you know, why are we going to go fund Nazi movements to blow up Oklahoma City? And they go, because we're going to blame on the right wingers. Oh, okay, okay. You know, that's why those memos are going to be coming out. Some of them have already come out in lawsuits. But here's a 1,100 plus page book. I'm sorry, I would say 1,100. 1,300 page book. But 1,100 is when the bibliography starts at memory serves. No, the bibliography starts at 1,319. I've read this entire book at least once. You can also just go online and just search terms and the whole thing's online. Written by Carroll Quigley in the late 1960s, he was commissioned by the State Department because the CIA's best and brightest couldn't understand how things really worked. And so in it he explains, we fund fascists, we fund communists, we fund authoritarians, we fund cult leaders, we fund destabilization and collapse worldwide so we can consolidate control. And here in the U.S., we're going to have both parties, ideally. Now that we've gotten rid of Barry Goldwater, we've actually attacked Barry Goldwater in here. Now that we've gotten rid of him, we're going to be able to set this entire thing up where it looks like there's differences between the two parties, but then we just basically have them fight over petty issues, over social issues that never get addressed, never get fixed, never get decided, while we take all the major money and jobs and industry and move it overseas, and then we'll be able to dictate with the Chinese and others who we're making deals with right now. This is before he even made the deal, before Nixon even got in. It was already being set up, the plan, to leverage out all competition worldwide, and then we can dictate the planet's surrender to our technocracy. Now, he wrote this, and only 1,000 copies were made, but Patriots got the plates in the 70s and printed about 10,000 of them. John Birch Society and others. There were threats of lawsuits, other things, but because it was paid for by a government publisher, they backed off and just hoped no one would read the book. Now, other Patriots have republished it. We sell it. I'm not even trying to sell you a book. Nobody buys books. But, I mean, if you want to know how the whole thing runs, I don't need to read WikiLeaks. This guy was commissioned to explain the blueprint to 1,000 insiders in the late 1960s. Okay? That's $39.95. It's a big hardcover book. You can go read it for yourself. So when you hear mainstream media, 1966 published, when you hear them push their garbage, and you hear them deny any of this exists, just go read the book he wrote, Cultural Evolution in Civilizations. Go find out what he thinks about you and your family. Go read it. Now, imagine how chumpish you seem to them and how pathetic when they tell you there's no world government, there's no corporate world government. You can keep your doctor. Obamacare's free. Then it's cheaper than your phone bill. Then it's cheaper than your cable bill. Then Obama never said you could keep your doctor. Remember all that? It has death panels. It doubles and triples prices. They celebrate on TV and call you dumbasses. But still, the average trendy giggles and laughs because they're part of the establishment. They're make-believing. They're pretending. 99% of the press will never be part of this elite. But see, when I got reached out to by the Kissinger Group one time, when they offered to have me come to New York and hang out with them, they could not believe. And it was incredible that John Harmon was there because he was doing it during the breaks. They could not believe I didn't fall down on the floor. Because let me tell you, Henry Kissinger is one of the old gophers that knows where all the bodies are buried for the old money and kind of left him with a lot of the keys to power. He kind of runs a lot of the major Rothschild Rockefeller operations. Still does. And so they're like, you don't want to meet the guy bigger than the president. You don't want to be part of the club. Okay, buddy. And Rothkopf just, I can't believe this. You are so foolish. Oh, so sad, Alex. Well, this is just, oh, we're trying to do such good work, Alex. You've made a big mistake. I'm getting off this interview. I thought you were. And I said, you didn't think I was Alex S. Jones, because I've had that before where I get weird guests on. I know it's you. I came on because I want to push superclass, and you're part of the superclass. You understand all this works. You need to be working with us for a better world. And I said, I know that's the mid-level pitch. Quigley wrote that in his book, How They Get People to Sign On to It. And he was so pissed that I had read all the stuff that I knew their blueprint, that I wasn't being manipulated. I don't want to make $20 million a year and sit in some big, horrible mansion with some trophy wife that, you know, wants to commit suicide and sell out my race. But you people, it's just so unthinkable because you're so sold out and so pathetic that you just think that just because the public is snot-nosed and stupid, we should start raising them like cattle or something. Because you're the ones that helped put them in that position, and you're the ones that act worse than cattle. You act like freaking demons. You do nasty-ass stuff. And you go out of your way, this is the key, to hunt down good, innocent countries and good, innocent people and anything stable and pure and honest, you undermine it and overthrow it. So here's the deal. I'm not joining your world government because it's got an evil aim. And on top of it, even if you set up world government for good, it's going to degenerate and somebody bad's going to get in to a centralized, top-down system. History and common sense shows that. But hey, are we vindicated? FBI releases documents that a shadow government ran the whole investigation, coordinated the media, Congress, the White House, everything. One group wrote up the plan to con the American people, and they want Hillary Clinton in the White House, and they hate Donald Trump.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
History is unfolding. We're told that because they called thousands of women and found 9 women to claim that he grabbed their hands or touched their legs 15, 20, 30 years ago, he's the most horrible sexual assaulter on the planet. He's the devil. That's Donald Trump. Meanwhile, we have hundreds of thousands of emails confirming Hillary Clinton was helping fund Al-Qaeda / ISIS to take over the Middle East and working with Qatar and Saudi Arabia. Something we told you 5 years ago, now all confirmed. I mean, we have real colonels on that were the head of anti-Al-Qaeda units. We have real famous CIA whistleblowers on, like Tosh Plumlee. We have real congressmen on. We really do tell you what's going on. I mean, I keep going back to that, but I don't want a stinking Pulitzer Prize, folks. I want to defeat the New World Order, and I want people to realize this show isn't a game. It's not a joke. We are dead on target, bullseye. Now, I'm done laying that out here, but how many times do we tell you there's a shadow world government? I'll tell you how my brain works. I get up this morning. I go to Infowars.com. I go check Yahoo News, Drudge, go into email, look at what some of the top Google trends are, go see what Paul Watson is writing. Oh, look, CNBC's forced to now report on it. Oh, after Paul Watson did, they just published it. They just published it. New FBI release on Clinton email refers to shadow government. Oh, they're being forced to report on the shadow government. Isn't that cute? But let me continue here. Oh, I guess it exists now because CNBC finally said so. But this is what really gets me. I see the headline that Hillary in the new emails coming out wanted Obamacare to fail. And then the email goes on to say because they wanted to bankrupt the old system and bring in a single payer, but that's even more fascist, that costs even more money, where you've only got three insurance companies involved that are owned by the big banks, which is what we always told you it was. 100% correct. And then right on time, Congress comes out and says, it's bankrupt, it's over, we've got to have a new system. And Hillary says, that's right, I'm about to get in office and you'll finally get everything free. Constituents, do any of you believe that when in the emails she talks about how much she hates you and how you're pathetic? This is a woman that steals the plates from the White House. This is a woman that robs old people of their savings in Whitewater, one of the biggest scams ever, ripping off retirees. This is a woman that treats everyone like total crap around her. This is a woman who is a monster. But you don't care because you like the little fake lady on TV on MSNBC. And there's Rachel Maddow last week saying you're anti-Semitic if you talk about secret shadow cabals with multinationals running the country. And now the FBI released it yesterday. The Federal Bureau of Investigation released it. It isn't WikiLeaks. You can claim it isn't real. They admit these WikiLeaks are real, but they'll still put out emails to her constituents saying they're not real. Again, that's this world where they just lie to their constituents, man. They treat them so bad. I wouldn't treat my worst enemy like that, but they are so pathetic. And they just sit there, oh, we love you, we love you, Hillary. By the way, we do have her chef, who was her chef, confirmed. The other one ended up dead, reportedly because he saw the racist comments as well. You're going to have the big exclusive. He did one little interview. This is the big official exclusive. He's coming on later in the broadcast. You heard her treat black butlers. That's what they got in the White House. White butlers, you name it. But you look at the photos, it's mainly black butlers. Treating them like, we're calling them the N-word. I got to hand it to her. At least she tells it to somebody's face. Unbelievable. And, you know, it doesn't matter. If it's white people, she'll go, you poor, scummy, white trash, filth. You'll never be anybody. If it's black people, she'll go, you N-word scum. It doesn't matter. She knows how to hurt people. It's what she does. One thing the Secret Service has told us on record and off record, you heard former senior agent Mr. Byrne yesterday. He said, yeah, she disparaged Latinos to their face, but she did it to everybody. You GD, you know, you GD Marine, get the hell out of my way. Secret Service, you dumbass, you know, blah, blah, blah. Hit someone upside the head with a Bible. This is what she does. No matter who you are, she'll attack you. Whatever the slang is, whatever the, and it's meant meanly. It's not like Gran Torino. That stuff really goes on with old guys at barbershop calling each other names as a form of camaraderie to get over all the political correctness. We're talking about vicious racism because she hates everybody, including herself. And then she lies like Brian Williams about how she was under sniper fire. We're 20 days out, folks, and report. John Kerry demanded Ecuador stop WikiLeaks publishing Clinton documents. He's been cut off. Now he's not even on the phone. Now he's having to send out photos saying, keep fighting. We'll put that on screen. And then here it is. WikiLeaks releases another 1,894 Podesta emails. FBI files on Hillary's emails revealed shadow government was in charge of her investigation. And WikiLeaks is smart to keep releasing this drip, 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 because the media tries to ignore it. But then there's so much of it coming out. They're being centrally directed completely by the globalist. So they have to, they're such control freaks, they've got to manage each piece, but so much is coming out, they can't manage it. But FBI files and Hillary Clinton revealed shadow government was, quote, in charge of the investigation. They call it in the 56-page document, just on this investigation, the seventh floor. Now, I've never heard it called that. I've heard it called roundtables, star chambers, top of the pyramid, roundtable groups, COG, continuity of government. But if you want to know who really runs the United States with nuclear war, you name it, it is the National Security Council. But then, as General Jones said a few years ago in two different speeches, you can just pull it up, General Jones, head of the National Security Council, in two different speeches said, I get my daily orders from Henry Kissinger. Hillary Clinton, in two CFR speeches, including one on TV, said, I get my daily orders at the State Department from Henry Kissinger. And folks, that's because they're throwing it in our face. They're inoculating us to accept this. Just Google it. NSC Advisor Jones, I take my daily orders from Dr. Kissinger. You can pull video up of Hillary saying it. And then, the same year this happened, 2009, I had the host of ABC Nightly News here. I forget his name because they got a couple of them. You just Google Alex Jones Nightline, but it was the host of ABC. We went and had dinner, and basically at dinner, he just admitted, he goes, well, you're on your side, I'm on mine. And you know, he goes, I like America, this is just the way it is. And I'm a Christian, he used to work at 700 Club. And he just said, no, I know you, I mean, I know what you're doing is real. But here in the studio, they did a hit piece, but it was still kind of friendly hit piece. But he said to me, he said, there's no world government. And I showed him all these clips, and I showed him General Jones' statement. And he said, that's a different world government that they're talking about. And then he put out a piece saying that there's no world government. There it is, the return of Alex Jones, ABC Nightline. I forget that guy's name.
What's his name?
But it's head spinning when you sit there and you have all the proof. And now WikiLeaks is providing it in megaton dosages. And that's what hurts my feelings for the American people. Is they've got an organized media that will prey on them and that will fawn and almost stumble over each other in a riot, like people getting out of a burning theater. They'll stampede like wild bison over the edge of a cliff. It's just, I don't understand it. Yeah, Dan Harris is his name. All right, let me just stop right there before I get to you all these incredible clips we've got. There is so much to cover today. They're clearly planning to steal the election. I have a plan to stop it. You notice we raised the alarm first. Again, not bragging, just letting you know, we're at the tip of the spear. For whatever reason, we're the most focused. We study the enemy. We know what's going on. We have the sources as well. But we've got a way to stop them. But we're going to have to get the word out to the people in the next 20 days. So we'll be breaking that down. Before I go any further, tomorrow night, starting tomorrow at 11 a.m., right through past midnight, we're going to have 13 hours of the final showdown, the final debate, freedom versus tyranny, nationalism versus the shadow global government. Live feed and analysis, 13 hours of coverage. Please spread the link. That's on Infowars.com/show to everyone you know. There will be our feed there. There will also be the YouTube feed and several other backups because now they've declared cyber war against enemies of the Democratic Party. We are seeing major hacks against Liberty sites, major attempts at attacks. We're seeing a lot of the streams being shut down. You're going to, I think, in the next 20 days, see their, quote, cyber response to Russia, and that means anybody that's against Hillary is seen as a Russian agent. And they basically admit that, but this is how they're going to get the big engines, the big computers, at the different national NSA cyber command systems pointed at the American people. And it will produce a whole bunch of more Snowdens. I mean, they're all going to be in there attacking the American people, attacking Drudge, attacking InfoWars, attacking Patriots, attacking General Flynn, attacking Donald Trump. I mean, really, you really believe that? No. The shadow foreign government has hijacked us, and I keep saying we identify the shadow government, we identify it's illegitimate, we identify they set up the EU project to set up a world government to tie into the American Union and then the Pacific Union. It's all been set up now. We're now at the point of world government officially being activated in public. It's global taxes, global courts, global armies, your local government run by UN rules, enforced by the central government. 10 global regions broken into 10 sub-regions per region with 3 mega-regions encompassing the 10. 3, 3, and 3 with 1 being the global government sub-district above the law. That's not even geographic, but sets up walled bases in each region. See, they admit their plan is to implode the world and not build some big, huge world government when they're done, but go back to city-states. Everybody else doesn't get technology. Everybody else gets starved to death, and they are basically in breakaway Elysium systems, but not off-world, on the planet. By the way, everything you just heard is not me mirroring fiction. It's fiction mirroring us. This is the elite plan. Go read their white papers, people. The Matrix plan is from the 70s, from the Pentagon, declassified in 1999. I know that sounds insane. They said to end war, we will all be born, put in tanks. We will power the tanks with our own bodies. I mean, you just can't make this crap up. Hive minds. And a lot of people now aren't laughing, though, because they see this in the news. They're saying, everyone will soon get chips. Soon you won't have a body. Soon there won't be any humans. These people are crazy. But here's the problem. They've taken over. Maybe they're not crazy. They mean business. But who says the machines don't stab them in the back? They believe Google's already artificially sentient. They said that in the last year. Google is wired into billions of people's brains. You're interfacing with it. It's a mass human interface of your hopes, your desires, your literature, your art. You're building the machine Ray Kurzweil believes will make him God. Whether they ever achieve that or not is not my debate. What I'm getting at is they are moving forward with a world government plan. And if you can't admit there's a shadow government running the show, if you can't admit Hillary's above the law, if you can't admit her trying to bribe FBI agents over a 2-year period to their face, and the FBI writing memos saying she should be indicted and nothing's done, the sky's the limit, boys and girls. And if you're a new listener, you got Judge Napolitano talking about it so much more. I'm going to stop right now, though. We need funding. I need 4 or 5 more writers. I need more camera people. I need more editors. We got David Knight and Josh out in Vegas right now to interview Farage and others and cover the final debate tomorrow night. We got a skeleton crew. It's taken me years to build this with your support. We got stuff you need, whether it's shortwave radios or non-GMO seeds or water filters or nutraceuticals. They're all amazing. And I need people to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And get our biome defense probiotic. It's the best out there. To get Super Mill Vitality or Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch System. So many people are incredibly sick because of vitamin, mineral, and trace element deficiencies. Globalists won't tell you that, folks. Our BioTrue Selenium is just amazing. All orders get Hillary for President stickers and a citizen rule book added. And a special that is only running for a few days, a massive 25% off mega debate special on Brain Force at InfoWarsLife.com for this week's debate mega special and get free shipping store-wide for a limited time. I forgot to plug that. You'd think I'd actually plug our specials here. We have free shipping store-wide right now until the debate ends. Boom. Store-wide free shipping, 25% off Brain Force, a bunch of other specials. Fund the operation. Get incredible nootropics you need. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We have the last ever Hillary for prison run of the shirts. And when those are gone, they're gone. We have the other super limited edition. Only one print of these made in America. The Gadsden flag. Lock her up. Don't tread on me combo shirt. Hillary for prison shirt is at cost. Did I mention that? $9.95. That is at cost because that includes the shipping. I guess that kind of becomes redundant when shipping's free. But the point is, it's all available. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the subsection for the nutraceuticals. And separately from financially supporting us and getting products that are very useful that you need, I need your prayers. I need you to lift us up in prayer. I need you to lift this country up in prayer, Donald Trump up in prayer, and your own family up in prayer. Even if you don't believe in God, just focus on the fact that we are envisioning an awakening in this culture, in this world, and stopping, you know, London Independent, Reuters, or others are saying that Russia is saying we're the closest to nuclear war ever and has their missiles on readiness. So are U.S., with open calls to start striking Russian targets inside Syria and cyber war announced by the vice president. And I said we're in the greatest danger of war and that basically a declaration of war has been announced by the bureaucracy. I said that Sunday. Now that's in mainstream news today, that essentially a state of war now exists between the United States and Russia. And notice all hell's breaking loose now with Deutsche Bank and the Russians and the jihadis and the open borders. And then we always said, where's the good people in the government? We have all the stuff coming out from the Pentagon, the FBI, the WikiLeaks, the DC leaks, the Patriots are fighting as hard as they can, putting out all the pure criminality of Hillary and others. And believe me, the deep state that isn't totally evil has been in Trump stuff. That's why they know he's good. I'm not saying Big Brother's good, but it's a double-edged sword. This is a total war. And the prostitute press is more than happy to go along with it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
By the way, I have been so overwhelmed with all these WikiLeaks. I didn't even tell you, Michael Savage, who's in the WikiLeaks, who was taken off the radio for a while, we're talking about Hillary's health, he's back on air. I guess he can tell us about that. But the main reason he's coming on is he's in the WikiLeaks. What I said at the time, I know the enemy, folks. It's not that I'm guessing. I already know their policies. They want extrajudicially to take our guns, to take our property, to take our kids, to make us take vaccines, to make us live where they want, to make us do what they want. Authoritarians are always the same, and to not let us travel for our political views. That's the first thing Hitler did when he got in power against groups he didn't like in the early 1933-34. I said, you watch. They're not letting Savage and others in because our government's working with England. You know, our citizens can protest this, but I guarantee you they're doing this behind the scenes. The State Department's over that to try to set a precedent to set this up here. When she was at the State Department 5 years ago, 6 years ago, she's the one blocking Savage. That's in the emails. He's coming on. 30 minutes to the next hour. Then. He's on record. He was the Clinton's chef for many years. He reportedly saw them say that black people were the N-word and scream N-word at black people and treat them like crap. That's what Hillary does. He's joining us, ladies and gentlemen. So after Dr. Savage leaves us, this is how jam-packed this is. This is an exclusive. Tracy Martin will be joining us, their chef. And, folks, I've got to get to all the clips. There are so many of them. By the way, Bill Clinton has been confronted three more times. Hillary hasn't really been on the road with the history of rape. I've got those clips. I want to salute everybody. Doing a great job. Here's another one with Fox, just live a few minutes ago, with them on air and the guys behind the window. Bill Clinton is a rapist, and they quickly cut away with that. And by the way, we're doing the accounting. We're going to have to end the contest any day now for 5,000 if you get on air and say Bill Clinton's a rapist or something along those lines, if you believe it's true, which it is. The evidence says he settled those. And with a shirt or sign saying he's a rapist. 1,000 if you only get the sign on air for 5 seconds. And I want to pay out the $100,000. I've already paid out a bunch of it. I think 50's already gone out. We're doing the accounting. It looks like we're almost at 100,000. But I would say continue doing it 20 days out, you know, if you believe it's the truth. And a lot of folks are doing it and saying they don't want the money. So we're reaching out to some of the latest people that have done it that are going to be winners. If they choose not to take the prize, we'll put it back out there again. But we're almost at 100. Adon Salazar, that's running the campaign, you know, actually monitoring it, all of our great writers, he thinks we're at about 100 grand yesterday. So it's happening all over the country, and they are really melting down. By the way, that's the new info that came out, as if we didn't already know from the Chicago police when it first started happening. Hired MoveOn.org people, funded by Soros and Hillary, dressed up like Sanders supporters, hiring drunks and others to go and beat up Trump supporters, then say Trump started it. That way it would make Sanders and Trump people hate each other, because even though he's a socialist, he's a populist. Even though he's a capitalist, he's a populist. They're closer together than Hillary, much closer. So they would naturally want to be for Trump if they're anti-establishment. But see, they did that so they wouldn't vote for Trump. And it's in the emails. Now, I saw that at the time. It's clear politics. You can see what they're doing. We're just as smart as these people. We're just not evil. Now James O'Keefe has the national coordinator and the national director of the operation bragging how they would have him, quote, bird dog to start violent confrontations, get in people's faces till they punch you. The national field director of Americans United for Change. That's the Soros-Clinton combine. And I talked to Sanders folks, and 90% of them still say they're going to vote for Hillary because they go, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. They just love being con. They love being schmucks. They want the big banks to keep raping them. They don't know that if they cut taxes on the middle class and have zero taxes on working class people like Kennedy did, it'll double tax receipts. It always does for at least 3-4 years. Then you got to back off of it. They know we haven't had that in decades. They don't know how the economy works. That's why they're poor. That they just don't want to get out of being poor. It's the lottery ticket mentality. They want to hear Hillary's got something free for them, just like Obama did. Just like, you know, there's no penalties. Of course there are. We'll be back with the second hour. Michael Savage. Call everybody you know. InfoWars.com. It's a huge show. It's the biggest ever.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy.